Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. We're so glad that you joined us today for the program. My name is Pastor Kevin Radlin, and I'm here today with my good friend Martita Stanton. And we are actually rolling over from our show yesterday, Martita. We were talking about coming close to God and how God will come close to you. And there's just so many different ways and things that we can do. There's just no way to squeeze it all into one program. So welcome to the program, first and foremost.
Hi, everybody.
And then, thanks for the great topic. This has really been such a good overview of how to get closer to God. You know, we talked about it's not your salvation. We're not talking about how to maintain
Correct.
Your salvation, because when you're saved, you give your life to Jesus by faith, you receive him, you're good, you know, but we can get closer to God through certain things that we can do in our lives. And, you know, in James, it said, come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. And, talk to me a little bit about purifying our hearts. You know, we didn't really hit on that yesterday, Martita. How do we purify our hearts?
Well, first of all, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, he makes us righteous and holy. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
Okay? So it's nothing that we really do. He sanctifies us. This is a Christianese, but
yes.
He separates us, okay?
Yes.
And our spirit is completely healed and transformed and purified. There is no more sin on it. But now we need to transform ourselves daily with the word of God by renewing our minds and by our actions and what we listen to and what we watch. Hey, what you put in your body is what, you know.
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday. We said it's the world system and its
exactly.
philosophies and beliefs and all of that. So, go back and listen to the program. We're not going to really overly reiterate that, but we're just, for those of you who may not have listened yesterday, we're just kind of giving you a little overview. But we're talking about how to have a deeper relationship with God, not a deeper salvation. We've
no.
already been saved.
Right.
But we talked yesterday about different things that we can do, like calling on his name, you
yes.
know, reaching out to him.
Reading the word.
Reading the word.
Meditating
yeah.
on the word. So what we're trying to do is give you practical ways that we can utilize and make them today that we can use. Well, the word tells us how to do it, and then we just take it and simplify it in ways that we can do it. Yesterday, we were talking about reading the word, going deeper into it, going for...
Yeah.
What was it? Who was it written for? What for? When? Where? Why? We were reading about or talking about we can read devotionals, books, listen to the word.
Sure.
And separating ourselves away from everybody and having
yep.
quiet time with the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
purposely
add,
making time.
Yes. Making that time. And I'm going to add to that journaling.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. I wish I was journaling on a daily basis.
Right.
But I do not, and I wish I did. I want to read.
It's hard, man. Journaling is tough.
Well, it takes time, and when I start, I mean, I go at it. So I want to read Habakkuk 2:2.
Oh, nice.
And 3.
All right.
And it says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the visions is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So a lot of times the Lord will tell us something that might not be for sure. that moment, but for the future. And if we don't write it down, it might be a way of doing things.
Yeah.
And then in the future, something happens and we go back to that journaling and go, oh, the Lord showed me exactly how do I need to take care of it.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, many times I've had a sermon idea that the Lord whispered to me in my heart and he shared something. I got a scripture and an idea and all of that, and I didn't write it down. And then I come back around lunchtime, you know, maybe he was whispering it to me while I was driving or something, and then I was like, God, I can't remember it now.
Yes.
So I really do believe in logging or journaling in the moment. Sometimes mm-hmm. you just got to stop.
Yes.
And you got to write something down. You've got to get busy, you know, like I've had God give me vision for the church and things like that. You know, you ever had dreams?
Oh my gosh. Yes, you know? I have.
You know,
and they have come true. And through the dream, I've written that down and reached out to people that interpret dreams, and they gave me the interpretation. And 2-3 weeks later, some a year later,
wow,
actually came to pass.
Sure.
And I was prepared for it.
Yeah.
Let me give you a little testimony. I used to journal a lot more. And I remember one particular day I was sitting down, writing down things, you know, and I closed it. Then I went, this was like 6 months afterwards. I was in a get together and they said, ask the Lord what he calls you. So everybody was quiet and I just got silence. And I thought, my goodness gracious, I'm sitting there. I said, Lord, you don't call me anything. I mean, I was, and he goes,
sure.
Go back, go back. So I went back, and sure enough, I found the journaling where it says, I called you precious.
Oh, wow.
So he nice. Said, I'm not answering you now because I already called you and you forgot.
Mm.
So we need to go back and read, because
sure,
when he
sure.
speaks to us, he goes, don't forget. So it is so important to journal.
It is. You know what? One of the greatest things that I've seen people do in journaling is write down what they're praying and believing God for.
Yes.
You know, what are you guys out there that are listening today believing God for today? Because you're not believing God for some of the things that you were believing God for 3 years ago or 5 years ago, because a lot of those things have already happened. They've come to pass. But we need to log and write down what it is we're praying and believing God for, so that when the answer comes, we can mark that off. We can go, see, there you go. God did it. God did
yes.
it again. He did it again. He's doing it now. You can see it begin to unfold as you've written the vision down. And another one is testimonies.
That is so important. So I'm going to share
that's part of it. Go
two
ahead.
Of them.
All right.
Okay. So I think I shared this before. I don't know where. But when I bought my first house, Jeff and I was 22 years old. He was 25. 10 years later, we sold this house. We were moving out. And when we were moving out, we had one nightstand left and it had a drawer. And I pulled it out and a piece of paper that was in the back was cut in the back, just
right,
folded.
Right.
I pulled it out. And I pulled it out. It was a letter from me to the Lord praying for a home and describing everything I needed in this home.
Right.
Okay. When I sat there, I went to my knees and I started to cry. Everything I had in my house that I was selling,
right?
Everything I asked for was in that house.
It was there.
And I sat there and I said, Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize how he had been with me those 10 years, providing for everything I asked for. And because I wrote it down, it was a reminder.
Sure.
And I sat there and I just worshiped and praised him.
That's
and
so
I
good.
Had a great time of thanksgiving.
That's cool.
But it was because I wrote it.
Sure.
And he brought it back to me. So here, like the Bible says, write the vision that he gives you, write the prayer that I had, then he answered it. And now I have a testimony because I can say he listened, he answered, and I am so grateful for it.
One of the last things I kind of want to share on journaling real quick is, you know, we did a class on hearing the voice of the Lord at the
yes.
church at one point. And one of the keys was, you know, you know, tuning into flow, being spontaneous, but then journaling and saying, God, asking God a question and then journaling God answering the question. And you can begin to see the Lord speaking to you more clearly. Now, I hear the voice of the Lord the same way in my head that I hear in that journaling moment. For those of you who are trying to maybe make that connection and figure out how to hear God's voice, it's like, ask him a question and then journal your thoughts as the answer, and you can begin to learn to decipher and hear the voice of the Lord in that through journaling as well.
Yes.
Powerful tool.
Also, when you're worshiping and you're listening and all these thoughts come to mind, start writing them down because that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you.
Sure.
And then when you finish, read it and you will be amazed at what the Lord is saying.
That's good. So we've been talking about ways to get closer to God, and then he will get closer to you. What about spending time in prayer? We haven't really talked too much about prayer, you know, praying alone and even praying corporately. You know how hard it is for some people to pray corporately?
It is.
It's like, what, you want me to pray in front of other people? And it's super easy for me, but I get it. I've seen people like literally paralyzed when it becomes, we're going around the circle and they didn't see it coming and it's their turn to pray. And, you know, a lot of times I'll try to let people off the hook. But, you know, praying doesn't mean that you're pleading, you're asking, you know, for things only. You know, it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
It really is.
The Lord knows your heart. Yeah. So why pretend that it's not in your heart?
Sure.
But praying, like you said, I can ask the Lord, I can beg him all that time, but then you need to go dig in the Bible and decree the Bible of yourself.
Speak the word.
Yeah, say, I am saved because of the blood of Jesus. I have been forgiven. I have been made righteous. Start speaking. That's prayer, and that's decreeing, and it will come to pass.
Sure.
Because you're saying what the word is saying, you're becoming what the word says you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Matthew 6:6 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You know,
yes.
So I hear what you're saying there. You know, you believe and then you speak that desired result. But prayer is also talking to God and then stopping to listen. I think we hit that a little bit yesterday, but you know, we've got to remember that it's not just a one-way conversation.
That's
of
right.
Us telling God everything he needs to do and what he should do for us and how he's going to do it and breaking it all down for him. But it's actually like, Lord, how do you want me to react and respond with you? And then be still for a minute and let him speak back. It's
like
powerful.
We're here having a conversation. You speak, I speak. If you only speak, then you're preaching and you're teaching.
Right.
But when it's both of us speaking, we're having a conversation. So a conversation is a two-way way of listening and speaking.
Sure.
Okay. And also, I wanted to add to that, when we read the Bible, read it out loud, because faith comes by hearing.
Oh, that is so good.
Okay.
I agree.
So we need to hear what the word is saying. It's like the Lord speaking to us, and our faith will grow. And we will become closer to him, because the more faith we have in him, the more we believe in him, the more we trust him, the more our relationship is going to grow.
Yeah. I love in Psalms 4:1, it says, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You know, what is the prayer? Lord, have mercy on me. Relieve me. You know, he's saying, you've heard me. You've relieved me from, you know, my distress. So it's good to go to God in your distress and say, God, help me. You know, but it's also good to go to God and say, help me. What should I do?
Yes. What steps should I take? Like right now, we're saying practical steps to get closer to the Lord.
Yeah.
In a way that, you know, add one to your life today. Then little by little.
Yeah, you don't have to do all these at the same time.
Make the one that you say, I can do this one. I can bring that into my life and then start. And you'll see how your desire will increase for more.
Yes.
This is the verse I want to read. This is coming to my heart because we were talking about saying what the word says. And I want to bring praise to the Lord. Okay. So I'm in Psalm 103. Starting in verse 1, and I'm going to go through 5. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. I did change it and personalized it.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, do that. When you read the word, personalize it. Take it to you. Take a hold of it.
Yeah.
We're reading the Bible, so we're praying. We're confessing.
Right.
We're decreeing. And we're praising.
You're speaking the word.
In five simple verses.
Wow.
And the more we meditate on this, the more it will become reality to us. Okay? And the more we read it out loud before you know it, you'll have it so in you that you can quote it. Because, you know, sometimes
it'll roll out of you.
Yes. If I say, I got to memorize this, I got to memorize it. Or if I just say, I want to say this, and I just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, before you know it, it's in your long-term memory, it's in your heart, and it's who you become.
That's so good. So good. So what are a couple other ways that we can draw closer to God and he can draw closer to you? I was thinking about praise and worship. It's such a huge part.
And that's what we were just doing.
It's such a huge part of just your personal life. How do we develop a better lifestyle of praise and worship in our life?
And ways that we can praise and worship.
Yeah.
One, I just give you the example. Read the word, praise him.
Yeah.
When have a thankful and a heart of gratitude.
Yes, gratitude.
Thank you, Lord, that I woke up this morning. Thank you that I have a home.
Yeah.
Thank you that I have a job. Thank you that I have children. I don't care how they're acting. Thank you how
thank
my
you
children. You know, thank you that I'm loved.
That's so good.
Thank you that I live where I live. Thank you that I have the freedom to worship and speak the word and not be afraid that somebody's going to kill me.
Right. So a lot of people are, you know, worshiping the Lord in other countries, and they're doing it in secret.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big deal. So look at Psalms 105:2. It says, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all of his wondrous works, glory in his holy name, and let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength and seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works, which he has done, and his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. I just love that, you know, you can go to the Psalms.
Yes.
If you're like, I just want to worship the Lord, but I want to worship him in the Bible, read the Psalms and listen to what they're saying. But what about in church, you know, when we come in, the worship's cranking? We just had a worship night recently.
That was amazing.
And God was there. He was just moving on people's hearts. And you know, as we come corporately together and we begin to seek the Lord and we begin to lift up the name of Jesus in the congregation, and, you know, we welcome the Holy Spirit, even though it's his house, you know, he's really welcoming us into his presence. But, you know, we sing, you know, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Well, that's in our hearts.
Yes.
You know, and we do. We need to open our hearts to a lifestyle of worship.
Yes. So,
and saying, God, I want you here. I want you in my heart.
Leave pride and integrity out the door and come in when you're doing that worship with everybody else. And don't worry about who's around. You open your heart. You raise your voice. I don't care if you're out of tune or whatever. Do it from your heart. So forget pride. Just go out there like King David did. He worshiped in front of everybody. He didn't care. Yeah. That's what we need to do. It's just, he deserves all the worship, all the praise, no matter what.
That's amazing. So let's talk about another topic, way that we can draw closer to God. I like the idea of loving others. In John 13, it says in verse 34, a new commandment that I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. For by this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. You want to draw closer to God, draw closer to other people and share Christ with them. Love them in the midst of their situations and their circumstances. I mean, as a pastor, it's one of the greatest callings that I have is to, you know, be there for people when they're in hard times, when they're struggling. But you know what? We've got to be people of love. Because God is love.
Exactly. Exactly. God gave his life for everybody out of his love. And that's what he wants us to do. Because for him, the most important thing is people.
Yeah, it's the priority.
That's the bottom line.
How are you treating others?
Exactly.
Are you loving them in spite of themselves?
Yes.
And in spite of your attitudes towards them?
Yeah. But the only way to do that is by spending time with the Lord.
Yeah.
You
apart
spend
from him, you won't make it.
Exactly. So that takes me to James. Let's see. James 1:22.
Okay.
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was.
Wow.
So as we're talking about loving people, praising people, writing, reading, meditating, you can hear all this, but unless you do something about it,
right,
it's not going to do anything.
Sure. You've got to actually bring the practical application,
yes,
of that into your life. You've got, you could say, oh yeah, I'm going to love people, but if you really aren't taking the time to really love them, then you're just a clanging cymbal, like the Bible says.
Yes.
You know, you're just making noise. But we've got to let the rubber meet the road, and we've got to get busy being who God has called us to be in the lives of others, and being, you know, somebody who's living their life in the Word, somebody who is purposely trying to get closer to God. Because when we do that, when we seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness will be added, and he will draw near to us. As draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. So, you know, God is looking for those who will seek him, who will draw near to him, and who will try to invite him into their lives, because God's a gentleman. He's not going to kick the door down
Nope. And
just come into your life. He's waiting for an invitation.
Yes.
And you know what? We as people who love God, or if you're out there and you don't know God, you can become someone who loves God by inviting Jesus into your heart, asking him to, you know, come into your life and be a part of that life, and to help you to know him better. And to come to know him, and then he will draw close to you as you have invited him in. He will come, and then he will reveal himself to you more powerfully than you've ever known in your entire life. God will, you know, show himself real. I always said, God, show me you're real, and I'll give you my life. I'll do this. I'll come at it from a whole different perspective. And then God revealed himself to me, healed me in it. You know, I couldn't deny that he had touched me and in a supernatural way, and that my life was totally changed and transformed right before, you know, everybody that knew
yes.
me. And it was powerful. So this is really good stuff. And I hope you guys are enjoying this. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on.
in the secret, in the quiet hour I wait only for you.
Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, you're listening to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin, and I've got Martita Stanton here with me today, a great friend, and we've done Bible college forever together. So, Martita, we've been talking about coming close to God and then God coming close to us, and the last two programs we've just shared multiple ways, all the way from just reading the Word to praise and worship to, you know, seeking first the kingdom of God. Let's kind of wrap the program up. What would you kind of end this program with?
Okay, as we have shared practical ways that the Lord has given us through the Word to get close to Him, this is the verse I want to continue with. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Imitate me just as I imitate Christ. We together, Kevin, you and I, are trying to imitate Christ and learn more and more by studying the Word and spending time with Him. So as we try to do that, we encourage you to do the same. And Proverbs 19:20, get all the advice and instruction you can, so you will be wise the rest of your life.
I need to be wise for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I believe, guys, that those of you who are listening out there, if you will just take one or two of these things,
yes,
don't try to do it all at once. You know, you'll overload. It'll be sensory overload if you try to bring all of these things into your life. But if you will just take one or two of these, like meditating on the Word day and night, if you begin to do that, you know, and then after a little while, then you say, you know what, let's add a little praise and worship.
Yes.
And then, you know, you just go on beyond that, and then you just say, you know what, I'm going to learn to love others a little bit better than I do right now. And just begin to have the Lord's heart towards all of that in your life. It'll be an incredible journey for you. So, Martita, would you just pray for everybody as we close out the program?
Yes. Heavenly
Thanks.
Father, I come to you and I bring everybody that is listening to our voices, that they will be touched and that you will show them and they can hear your voice to see how they can start getting closer to you and seeking you out. Just pick one thing at a time that will work for them, and just give them the passion, Lord, that they will start doing it and enjoy it, and that step by step that will increase, and that they will get closer to you day by day, and then they can receive your closeness, your love, your presence, and their lives will be completely transformed. And then they will touch others because people are going to come and say, I want what you got.
Yeah, exactly.
There will be your testimony, and your love will flow through them. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So good, everybody. We hope you've enjoyed the program. Once again, thank you for turning the light on, and we'll see you next time here on 91.5 FM and ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.